Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Let me just start off by saying Happy New Year. We are in 2022. Can you believe it? We have finished another year and have started a new one. So I do hope that you thus far are having a wonderful start to your year and that the plans and goals you have set have not expired, at least this far along. Hey, I don't have too much to share with you as we go into this week's episode, because this week is a pretty fun one. Not fun as in necessarily we're gonna, see a bunch of things and do a bunch of awesome, super cool things, but it's something that as I was writing this and started really thinking about how to start 2022, it really got me thinking and kind of got the gears turning in a different way than they did last year. So, I really hope that this week's episode speaks to you like it did to me, as I was, not only recording it, but also as I reread the script and rewrote it and made it into what you're about to hear. So, as always, just make sure that you're subscribed. This would be a really fun thing to incorporate into your new year. Getting short bits like this into your podcast library as you seek to learn and get better. We'll talk about learning in just a moment as we work into the application of this week's things we should do. But make sure that you're consuming and interacting, not just taking it in, but doing something about what you're taking in. Content that is making you want to be a better person. And I hope that stuff like this, that the Everyday Podcast specifically, is pushing you to be a better version of you. So subscribe, follow, like, share this podcast with someone else. Make sure that you are doing what you can to make yourself better and hopefully be the person that pushes and prods someone else to be better as well. As we move into 2022 as well, make sure that you have checked out our book on Amazon, Work the Problem, our kind of main resource that has been super fun for me to write. It's not necessarily like Coffee for Everyday Use was when we had the Coffee for Everyday Use podcast rolling, and it was kind of a continuation of that conversation, but think of it more like a spoke and a thought bubble out from the Everyday Podcast, where we talk about habits, disciplines, and things you should do. That book is an outcropping and overflowing, as well as a zoom in moment for what we do here. So make sure you're getting this podcast regularly and check out the book, Work the Problem, on Amazon. You can find that link in the show notes. But hey, I'm not going to keep you too much longer. Let's get into this thing that we should do, and we're going to talk about why your New Year's resolutions fail. So buckle up, let's have some fun, and let's get the gears turning. There's a unique atmospheric shift that occurs this time of year, and I'm sure that you feel it in your own life as well as in the world around you. You look back on the previous year and you reflect on the highs and lows. You make the decision to do things differently in the year ahead of you. You choose to see things in a new light with a new perspective. All in all, you aim to be a better person than you were the year before. That in and of itself is noble, brave, and admirable. But what happens by mid-February? You fall off the wagon. You cancel the gym membership. You walk back your goal one step and reset the bar to which you were aiming originally. You don't fail necessarily. You just don't fully succeed in your initial plan. Is it because our world is only about resolving to do big, grandiose things, skipping the small steps along the way? Or maybe we're resolute about the wrong things, for which we aren't quote unquote gifted or quote unquote destined to accomplish. Whatever the reason may be, you see it play out almost every single year the exact same way. Planet Fitness is packed the first week of January. Your friends are eating healthy, as evidenced by Instagram posts and stories. And you yourself are being more intentional with the time you have. But like I mentioned earlier, right around Valentine's Day, you start to wonder if all the level 10 effort is both worth it and sustainable. The pack thins at the gym, your friends quote-unquote incorporate other foods into their diets, and you start to slack off and open Facebook a couple more times a day. As we launch into a new year, just a few days in, let me suggest a potential reason why I think the things you say you're going to do won't stick and won't exist in about 3 months. Your resolutions fail because they're more about making yourself look good and making yourself specifically look good to others instead of making yourself better. Your motivation to change is an external pull to create a better public image and present yourself as an influencer. But when it's time for you to use this quote-unquote influence and assist someone seeking help, you can't adequately or effectively give what that person needs because your image ends up being bigger than the work that you've put in. I fully believe that you want to be better than you were last year. And I believe in you that you can make that change and grow to cultivate real influence that can change someone's world, even if it's just your own. But you can't input your goals into the same broken system and expect a different result. Albert Einstein famously calls that the definition of insanity. So if it's okay with you, let me present to you four things that you can do when considering your resolutions for 2022 that will change the game and lead you to actually see progress, growth, and success. Number one, think beyond this year. Goal setting a year at a time is a great way to measure growth and track progress, but what happens when you get to December and achieve the goal you set the previous January? For example, you set a goal to lose 15 pounds this year. You lose the 15 pounds the first week of December. You've achieved your goal, but you find yourself in a position where you've only measured your health based on a number that a scale produces rather than a true lifestyle change. Measurable metrics-based goals are great, but they're not complete. Instead of saying, I'm going to lose X amount of pounds or I'm going to read X books, take it a step further. Aiming for long-term goals like I'm going to improve my overall health or I'm going to prioritize learning through reading, while open-ended in some cases, will promote a more sustainable path to your goals and develop a discipline within you rather than checking off a box on a to-do list. So that's number one, think beyond this year. Number two, start small and slow. When you were learning to read, I'm sure that the first book you picked up wasn't something like War and Peace or The Brothers Karamazov, however you pronounce that. If so, that's both madness and quite fascinating, and I really do want to meet you to figure out what caused that. But more than likely, your first read was something with a high picture-to-words ratio, if you will. Then as you felt more comfortable and understood those types of books pretty well, you equalized the picture to words ratio, eventually and unfortunately, eliminating the pictures altogether. As with books, the same is true with your goals and resolutions. You can't skip the building blocks of activities like lifting 5-pound weights before moving to 10-pound weights, or reading 10 minutes a day before moving to 30 minutes a day. Taking small, intentional steps is the key to get from where you are to where you want to be. And it's not just taking small steps, but it's taking them at the appropriate speed so that you don't miss the lessons and habits you need to learn in order to be successful as you advance. So number one, think beyond this year. Number two, start small and slow. Number three, pace yourself. When I started running long distances, the most important advice I received was don't exhaust all of your effort at the beginning. If I gas myself in mile two or three of an 8 mile run, then I end up having to slow down drastically and I lose motivation to see the finish line. Just like if, as I mentioned earlier, you begin lifting 10 pound weights prior to being comfortable with 5 pound weights, or you sit down to read 30 minutes without being able to read for 10 minutes, trying to rush through progress in your goals and quickly diminish your motivation and follow through, ruining the development you may find as you grow and develop this discipline. Running 1 mile comfortably before running 5 or 10 miles will give you the stamina, practice, and expertise to run efficiently, and at a consistent, sustainable pace. Number one, think beyond this year. Number two, start small and slow. Number three, pace yourself. And number four, be okay with keeping it to yourself. Now, as counterintuitive as that sounds, to keep your goals and resolutions to yourself, as having accountability spurs you to stick with it. If no one knew about the goals you want to meet, would you still want to accomplish them? Would they still be worth it to you to develop the discipline, cultivate the habit, and become better in the end if nobody was on the journey with you? The mark of a personal and worthwhile goal is that you can meet it even without an audience, because that means you're doing it for yourself rather than trying to make yourself look good. After all, the point of setting these goals and resolutions is not to put on an act, but to become a better person from the inside out. So those are the four things that I think will change the game for you in your resolutions. Let me say them again. Number one, think beyond this year. Number two, start small and slow. Number three, pace yourself. And number four, be okay with keeping it to yourself. I know I gave some examples, but where does this leave you? What do you need to do about the goals you've set and the resolutions you have? I already kind of hinted at it when we started talking about thinking beyond this year, but really, here are some practical suggestions and reframings that I believe could prove beneficial for you. When it comes to your health, instead of setting a numerical goal like losing a set amount of pounds or eating a set amount of calories or macros, aim for an all-around healthier lifestyle. As a byproduct, you will lose weight, you will eat a set amount of calories or macros, and you will exercise a certain amount of minutes per day. But what you end up creating is a long-term, sustainable, and holistic discipline that improves your well-being. In learning, rather than making a list of 12 books you want to read by the end of the year or attending a certain amount of leadership conferences, aim to create a learning mindset that can take away something from every conversation and situation. Now, as a result, you'll probably read quite a few books, tune into or attend conferences, and take in podcasts. But you're setting yourself up to learn in real life than just from pages in a book, and not just reading to learn, but reading to enjoy and so on and so forth. In your finances, this is a fun one. Instead of simply setting goals like, I want to buy a house this year, or I want to pay for a vacation in cash, which, by the way, are great goals to have. What you should be doing, or what I suggest you should do, is aim to create and stick to a cash flow plan where you're telling your money where to go before you wonder where it went, as John Maxwell so famously said. When you tell your money where to go, you'll be able to save enough money for a down payment and pay for that trip. But what's really happening is you're practicing self-control, creating a habit of delayed gratification, and living within or below your means. It ends up pointing to an idea of contentment and being happy with what you have and showing yourself that if you want something with just a little hard work, you can get it. When the point of your resolutions are more about improving yourself than improving your social media persona, not only does it spark growth within you, but it inspires others to change as well. When people see you putting in the hard work to meet your goals and stick with it even when it gets hard, it stirs within them an unrest and a realization that something has to change. When they start to make positive changes, the cycle continues and someone else sees them doing the same thing that they saw you doing. They feel uneasy and see something needs to change, and the cycle continues and goes back around and the world becomes a better place. So set goals and resolutions that change the inner you and be a better version of you ultimately by this time next year. After all, what's the worst that could happen, right? Man, that was hard. A lot of that I had to look at myself in the mirror and say, hey, you got to make sure that you're doing this before you tell other people to do it. And I know I've mentioned that in a couple of the episodes and the segments that we've had here where it's just as much talking to me as it is talking to you. And one thing that I'm doing personally, especially as we begin this year, is I'm taking a break from social media. I am letting myself have more space for specifically for God to talk to me in the ways that he does, and to declutter everything. So that's one of my resolutions and one of my goals that I want to meet. And I hope that you take away from this some good goals and good open-ended goals to bring with you into 2022 and improve from there as we think beyond 2022. So make sure that you're sharing this with someone. I really feel that this is a message and an idea that can really impact and change the world, and especially my world. So hopefully it will change yours too. So hit that share button. Send that over via text to someone who you think would enjoy it. Come back next week as we continue walking on this journey. So thanks so much for joining us on this very first episode of 2022. Just an everyday conversation, an everyday topic. So as always, just like we ended every episode in 2021, we wanted the same thing in 2022. Your everyday matters. Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.